it's funny how after you were raising children, did you still have Monday wash day in that?
No. No, I've never been a person. I made up my mind years ago by seeing so many schedules and working and meeting a schedule. I said when I got married and raised my family, I was going to do it as it came necessary to do it. And that's the policy I had found, and it works wonderfully well. And I know that several of my friends have changed to it. They said, well, don't you do something? No, I don't shop on a certain day. I don't bake on a certain day. When I need something, I go buy it. And I find that this way I save money. I've been trying to spend one day to go shopping. I save a lot of money.
You probably do. I guess you only get what you need.
Just what I need.
Makes sense to me. Did you have any, when you were coming up, did you have any chores that you had to?
Oh, yes. We had a lot of things we had to do. I always had to do the dishes at night time and stand on a stool. And my brother, we'd take turns, two of my brothers. One would wash one night and the other two would dry and put the dishes away after supper. Then as I got older, I had to come in from school, and I always had the evening meal to cook. I started that when I was about 12 and all the way through my life. And then when I was 16, my mother had started her second family. She had a little girl then when I was 16. So I had to help take care of her. That fell my beauty because for a year, mother wasn't able to even lift her anything. So I practically raised her, my sister.
You know, a lot of people I've talked to have had like a second family almost like that. My parents.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandparents had two families.
Well, see, mother had the three boys and myself. And then there was 15... There's 13 years difference between she and my youngest brother, my sister and my youngest brother. And then they had just the one. So she said she always felt like she didn't belong in the family.
I guess so. You know, in my father's family, like that, there's a real difference in the two families.
Well, now she's come along and done the same thing that mother did. She had three when she got married. She had three children, 2.5 years apart. She had the boy and the two girls. And then 14 years later, she had two more girls, 2 years apart. So she has raised two families.
That's interesting. You were talking about washing dishes like that. The cloth or rag that you use washing the dishes, what'd you call that?
Dish cloth.
What about the one you dry them with?
Well, that was a dish towel.
And what about the one you wash your face with? What would you call
it? Washcloth.
And what about the one you dry it off with?
The bath towel, our hand towel, we have both.
And you wash the dishes, and then you do, she washes the dishes, and then she does what to get the water?
Rinse the soap off.
What would you call the thing that you turn on there to get the water to rinse?
The faucet.
Ever heard anybody call that anything else?
Spigot.
You hear that much
anymore? Mostly. I think about half and half, or maybe more, you call the water spigot.
What's on the outside of the house, what would you call it?
I call that my spigot, water spigot.
And a long time ago, if you wanted to buy, you might go to get some crackers or pickles at the general store, they'd be in one in a big
glass jar.
You ever see a big round wooden thing like
that? Yeah, a wooden keg.
Have you ever seen anything like a keg that's bigger?
Barrel.
What, did y'all ever have any use for those?
Yes, we've made chairs out of them, we've made swings out of them, and we've made hammocks. So many different things. You can take that and the telephone wire and make a wonderful hammock because you take each one of the barrel staves apart, and they're curved just to fit your body.
About that. That's smart.
You take them and you weave the ends of it. You bring one wire over and under, and the other one